You are listening to the Arkansas Radio Theater, recorded in the newly refurbished Energy Building on the campus of Arkansas Tech University in Russellville, Arkansas. I am David J. Eshelman, founder and artistic director. Tonight's broadcast is a dance musical entitled Vim and Vigor. A dance musical for the radio, you ask? Yes. Vim and Vigor tells the story of two senior citizens who fall in love at a Hot Springs Village dance class. Vim and Vigor was written by David J. Eshelman. It will be performed by the author. All musical numbers have also been written by the author. The Arkansas Radio Theater operates under the auspices of the Arkansas Tech University Department of Speech, Theater, and Journalism. Donna Vocate, Department Head. And now, this evening's performance, Vim and Vigor.
Hello. Is this the activities room?
Oh.
I'm here for the dance class. I saw the announcement in my sister's copy of the Bingo Bugle.
For just one moment, I thought you were a man.
Where are the people?
That's the problem.
There's no one?
No men. For 4 winters I run the ad. I get women sometimes, but no men.
So?
We wait, I guess.
My name is Helen. I just moved to Hot Springs Village.
We get the transplants. I'm Seal, short for Cecilia.
That's lovely. I come from up north, New York State. Is there room to dance? Shouldn't we move the furniture?
Suit yourself.
Can you help with these chairs?
I can.
I'm really excited about this dance class. Since I got to Hot Springs Village, I've been staying up late and watching movies. After my sister's asleep, I stay up and watch the classic movie station. Such lovely dance films with Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, you know. They're so beautiful.
So, you want to be a ginger?
I'd like a partner who could make me whirl.
You won't find any here.
This is heavy. Where are the men when you need them?
That's the problem.
Where are all the men? 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 Where did they go? Where did they go? They're all gone. They're all gone. At 30, they're all in decent health. At 40, they've married someone else. At 50, they start to disappear. At 60, what's going on here? At 70, you've only got a few. At 80, it's down to 1 or 2. At 90, oh, for goodness sake. At 100, what difference does it make? Where are all the men? 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 They're not around. They're not around. They're not around. We've got to find some men. We can find some men. Let's go and look for men. We can look for men. We've got to find them. We've got to find them. We've got to find them.
I don't think so. They're all dead, like my Gunter. Is your husband dead?
I was never married. Where's my broom? Now my sister, she was married 3 times.
Voracious.
She's sick now. And a lot older than I am, though I shouldn't say it.
Don't sweep my foot. There won't be any men.
What about you and me?
I don't like it.
They did it during the war when the men were overseas.
I don't like it.
Here, put your arm around me, and I'll be the man.
Vroom, 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 vroom. Why did you stop? Sure, it's better to dance than not to dance at all.
No men, no dance.
Really?
It's how I feel.
All right. What if I found some men?
Dead.
One man. Don't you think I can find one man? I saw someone in one of those rooms.
Activity room too. It will never work. That's the old army group. They just like to talk about knee pain.
I'll be back. Excuse me.
Miss, we have this room signed out all morning.
We?
The army veterans, yes.
It seems to be just you.
No. We lost a few, yes, but there are a couple regulars. There's Jimmy. He's home at the hospice now. But there's Jackie and Charlie, both in that home up the road. Well, there's those three and me.
Listen, I have a question. There's this dance class down the hall.
Seals class? She used to try to get us to dance, but no one could on account of our knees.
You have bad knees?
No. Mine are brand new, but I never did because my wife didn't approve.
Of dancing?
Of seal.
Well,
you need a partner? I don't know what my Grace would say. She died, you see.
Well, she might want you to get out of this empty room. Just one turn round the floor.
I did used to like to dance with Grace. I suppose we could dance.
He said he'll do it.
What would Grace say, Warren?
She's not with us. Listen, it seems to me we're all in the same boat. All lonely. Now, I refuse to leave without taking a few turns around the floor.
Okay. Me first.
Hey, you stop that. Stop it. No wonder Grace didn't trust you.
I was swatting a mosquito.
You're too much, Cecilia.
I'd be good.
I'm going.
Please wait. Where's my chance?
It wouldn't be the same without Grace and my knees acting up.
Oh. Warren. Warren's your name, right? Warren, let me tell you what I have to go back to. My sister, who's much older than me, is lying with her mouth open on the living room sofa. She is the first thing I'll see when I walk in, and she'll start yelling at me, telling me how she doesn't want me here, and then in the same breath how much she needs me. I'll give her pills, and I'll take care of her, and she'll slap my fingers as I try to help. And then I'll go to my room, her room, as she calls it, and wait there until she needs me again. In the meantime, I will lie on my bed with my hands clasped, stare at the ceiling, and wait for the day to end. Get an apartment of your own. She's old and she needs me. I've always taken care of the dying, but once in a while I read an article in the Bingo Bugle and I want to go out and try something. Some days I just want to live.
Grace took care of people. Always somebody. First her father after the accident, then her mother, then her brother, her sister-in-law, a woman who lived next door, always somebody. And then she died. And I was so glad she didn't have to take care of me. Let's try this record, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Warren, that was terrible, terrible dancing. All you did was look at each other.
Warren.
Grace.
No, it's Helen. My name is Helen.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. Warren.
Helen.
It's time for my sister's pills. I've got to go.
Will you come to the class again?
There won't be another class.
Then let's meet at the pancake house, down the road with the chef on the sign.
I've seen it.
Lunch?
Today?
Aren't you hungry?
Very.
Lunch?
But my sister...
Lunch?
Okay.
Goodbye already. Just about made me sick, Warren. What would Grace say?
Shh.
What would she say?
I don't know.
Meow.
What's that, Francis Xavier? You're late!
I was at the pharmacist.
Then where's your bag of pills? Where's the pills? And where's my bingo bugle? I had to read this crossword puzzle book, and I had read it already.
Here it is.
Oh, you circled something in it. You circled something.
Time for your pills.
Give that back. What did you circle, you little minx?
Oh, a dance class.
Open your mouth. Now look what you did.
Stop yelling, you beast. I take you in under my roof.
So?
How was the dance class?
Turn over.
How was the dance class?
You're not making this easy. Turn over.
Did you dance, my little sister? Did you move your body on the dance floor?
Don't make it sound dirty.
I danced, too. I danced on my sofa and said, "Where is my sister? Where is my sister?"
I was gone an hour
and 10 minutes.
I have to get another one from the cupboard. Just stay here.
Where will I go? I can't go dancing. Can you turn on the TV?
You have a remote control. There. Good as new.
So, how was the dance class?
Norma, it was wonderful.
Square dance?
Not square dance. I don't know what we danced.
We?
There were other people there.
Like who?
Another woman.
Show me your moves.
What do you want for lunch? There's still chicken salad.
Go on, dance over and get it for me.
Oh, fine.
You're no good.
Eat your sandwich.
Meow.
Have some chicken, Francis Xavier. Where's yours, Helen?
I'm going out for lunch.
Who are you going to lunch with?
That woman.
Look at me, Helen. Look at my eyes.
It's no woman.
I'm going.
It's no woman. Who is he?
Nobody.
You can't lie to me. Tell me.
I met him at the dance class. His name is Warren. He's a widower.
Is he handsome? It will never work.
Stop it, Norma.
It will never work.
Eat your lunch.
It's too late. You've waited too long. You're old, and you don't deserve love. No vim, not enough vigor. You're old, and you don't deserve love. I'll say it again. You're old, and you don't deserve love. No vim, not enough vigor. You're old, and you don't deserve love. You don't deserve a man to hug you. No, no, no. You don't deserve a man to love you. No, 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 no. You're old, and you don't deserve love. No vim, not enough vigor. You're old, and you don't deserve love. Now you can go.
Meow. Norma, you're mean.
I'll see you later. Mean? Come here, Francis Xavier. You're the only man I've got.
Meow.
Sir, are you ready to order yet?
A few minutes more. Can I have a warm-up?
I'll have to charge you.
That's fine.
Warren, what are you doing?
Grace? Grace?
It's not Grace, it's me, Seal. Are you crazy? She not come? I don't think so. She was weird, that one. Came in out of nowhere and acted like she ran things, telling everyone what to do. You dance, you dance. I don't like her.
Well,
I sit with you. Order a cup, too. Seal.
Oh, it's you.
I was just keeping a seat warm for you.
I knew you'd come.
Well, my sister.
Oh, yes.
And we never agreed on a time.
Of course. Seal?
I move over. Please do. He's a good man, you know what I mean? You treat him good. Seal? Goodbye.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Goodbye. Did you order?
I haven't been here long.
I usually get sliced tomatoes at places like this. Sliced tomatoes and grits.
That's healthy.
It's ridiculous.
Can I get you something to drink, ma'am?
Hot water with lemon. No, I'm feeling wild. Coffee, black.
Yow.
Well, sometimes you've got to go for it. So, I don't know much about you besides that you're a veteran and a widower.
What's there to know? I'm a veteran and a widower, and I used to work with trains.
Trains?
Yes. What about you? You married?
Oh, no. I was a librarian, and there were always so many books to shelve, and I'm the youngest in my family. Someone was always dying, always so many bodies to shelve.
I get tired of dying.
Yes. You're alive, and then death creeps in like a bad smell from outside.
You're not sick.
Oh, no. You?
Healthy as an ox.
But we're all touched by aging.
Can't escape it. Remember when we were young and thought we were invincible? What are we now?
invincible, I guess.
Look at us, in the twilight of living, standing here as the sky fades to gray. We take off the world like we take off our clothing in the evening at the end of the day.
Look at us in the autumn of living, standing here as the leaves turn to brown. We wash off the world like we wash off the dishes, and we watch the day's remnants go down.
Look at us as we make the house ready, cleaning it up for the holiday eve.
We shake off the world like we shake off our dust cloths,
and we force all the dust to leave. At the turn of our decades,
we're changing, maybe changing too soon.
We turn off the world like we turn off the lamplight in the evening to allow the moon.
In the evening to allow the moon.
We turn off the world like we turn off the lamplight
in the evening to allow the moon.
Helen. Oh no, I spilled your coffee.
It doesn't matter. Oh, wait, it's really hot.
Here, use my ice water.
Just pour it on! Pour it on!
There.
Good. You stopped the burning.
Are you hurt?
Oh, no. Not much. I've had accidents like this all the time.
At the library?
Yes. We weren't allowed drinks, but there was this pipe that would explode sometimes.
Really?
No. The truth is, it still really hurts.
Waiter. Can we have some water? Some ice?
Ow! And we were having such a nice conversation.
Here you go. I'm sorry. You should pour.
I like it when you do.
You want me to?
Yes.
Is everything okay, ma'am?
Yes, he's taking care of it.
Is that better?
Keep pouring. I'm on fire.
Is that better?
Yes. Better.
Warren, what are you doing?
Oh, what?
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to kiss you.
Sorry.
I wasn't trying to. I thought there was something in your ear.
I turned away.
I thought there was, and I was going to. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
I was thinking about my wife.
I'm so embarrassed.
I mean, she just occurs to me.
She would?
We were married 50 years.
Excuse me. I've got to go.
I enjoyed our dancing.
Excuse me.
Would you like some more coffee, sir?
No, thank you. I spilled mine.
I heard you talking about dancing. There's a dance contest at the community college tonight. You should enter.
You think?
For sure. Someone's gotta lose.
Warren, what are you doing?
Nothing, Grace.
I can't understand you.
I'm in public, Grace. I don't want to look crazy.
Then come out with me. We'll walk in the park. Meow. There you are. Did you enjoy your date? It was fine. Are you going to see him again? I don't think so. Look at you. You come back with your pants all wet. He spilled coffee on me. That's all you're good for. A place to dump coffee. You're old and you don't deserve love. No vim, not enough vigor. You're old and you don't deserve love. I'll say it again. You're old and you don't deserve love. No vim, not enough vigor. You're old and you don't deserve love. Might as well die. I'm going.
What about my dinner?
I don't care about your dinner. I'm going. Wait. Do you think he'll come around here? I don't care.
Meow. Frances Xavier, what got into her?
It's nice to walk in the park with you again, Grace.
Get me a drink from the spring.
With my hands? Here you go. I didn't think ghosts drank.
I'm not a ghost. I'm a memory. Warren, what are you doing?
I'll never do it again. I forgot myself. I'll just sit in activity room 2 and see if any of the boys come back.
Are you ready to join me?
Yes, I'm ready. I've been ready since the day you died.
Well, I'm not ready to have you. And it's not your decision to make. You didn't make me die, and you don't make you live. Warren, do you think I'm happy with the life you've been leading?
I keep your memory alive.
Well, stop it. Leave me be. I don't want to be seen out of the corner of your eye. I don't want you to smell my perfume when you come home. I don't want you to accidentally say my wife is instead of my wife was. I want you to be happy. But I can't make you happy anymore.
What do you mean?
I like this Helen. Go to her.
But why have you been lurking?
I haven't been lurking. I've been smiling beneficently. You just haven't looked carefully.
But why are you waving a spatula?
That? I was making fritters for the Lord.
But why say, what are you doing?
Yes, why are you screwing things up?
Then you like Helen?
What's not to like? You called her my name and she still likes you. You spilled coffee all over her and she tried to kiss you. What's not to like? Listen. The greatest gift I give you is your happiness without me. Go live and live. And try not to think about me. We had our happy days. They were the best that I could give.
But now I'm gone, but you go on. Now get out there and live. It does no good to the angels in heaven if their loved ones on earth are crying. So stop your boo-hooing, replace it with doing. Stop acting like you're dying. It does no good to the angels in heaven if their loved ones on earth are unhappy. I say to you truly, please start living newly. Stop being so darn sappy. The greatest gift you give me is the courage to live without me. Go live and live and don't think too much about me. We had our happy days and they will never go away. But now that I've left, don't be so bereft. Go on, it's a brand new day. It does no good to the angels in heaven if their loved ones on earth are crying. So stop your boo-hooing, replace it with doing. Stop acting like you're dying. It does no good to the angels in heaven if their loved ones on earth are unhappy. I say to you truly, please start living newly. Go on, it's a brand new day. So get on your horse, don't act like a corpse. Go on, it's a brand new day. So don't be a baby and go find that lady. Go on, it's a brand new day. Go on, it's a brand new day.
I'll find Helen.
That's what I said.
But I don't know how.
I see you talk to yourself now, Warren.
Hi, Seal.
I guess you're crazy. Ready for a home?
Sure, Seal. Now, do you know how I can reach Helen?
Do I know how you can reach Helen?
Did she give you her phone number?
You mean, did she sign the sign-in sheet that everyone signs? No.
Come on.
And I'm in the park, Warren. You think I just carry sign-in sheets? Well, I do, but not for you.
Please, Seal.
Move over, Warren. I like the fresh air.
Whoosh! Cecilia, now you listen to me!
Oh, my heaven! Oh, my heaven, it's a ghost!
She's a memory.
I'm a ghost, and I got a spatula. Now you give him that sign-in sheet.
We were always a friend's, Grace. Don't take my soul.
I don't want your stinking soul. Give him that sheet.
Thank you, Seal.
Now, get a move on. Get!
Yes, ghost with a spatula. Yes, ma'am. You ever get lonely, Francis Xavier?
Meow.
You're a sweet cat, but you're not enough. I want a man, like my husband's. You know what I mean? A man. I'm man crazy, I'm crazy for men. I'm man crazy, I'm crazy for men. I'm looking for men. I'm looking for men. I'm man crazy! Crazy! Yes? Hello? I'd like to order a pizza. Yes, I live on Baja Circle. Baja. No, I'm not that crazy lady. I'm... Hello? Hello? I'm man crazy, I'm crazy for men. I'm man crazy, I'm crazy for men. I'm looking for men! I'm looking for men! I'm man crazy! Crazy! Yes? Is this the drugstore? I'd like to buy some drugs. Well, you know, Coumadin, the usual. I don't care. Just send a big burly delivery man. Hello? I'm man crazy! I'm crazy for men! I'm man crazy! I'm crazy for men! I'm looking for men! I'm looking for men. I'm man crazy. Crazy. Yes? Is this? Drat. I dropped the phone. Francis Xavier.
Oh, excuse me. I was knocking on the door.
Wow. Look at you.
Is Helen in?
I'm her sister, Norma. Her much younger sister with fewer medical problems. Come, sit. Francis Xavier, off the couch. Meow!
I'd like to find Helen.
Got a strong urge, huh? Sit next to me.
Will she be home?
You're the man from the dance class, huh? Well, I might as well say it. She's dead.
What?
We were talking, see? And her lips started turning blue. I said, Helen, are you dying? And she said, Norma, sweet, sweet Norma. And then she fell on the ground and started convulsing. And I said, Helen, Helen, no! But she was dead, and they threw the black sheet over her and took her away.
Really?
Why would I lie about something so serious? My dearest sister. What I really need now is for someone to hold me. Just somebody to hold me.
I'll come back later, when your sister's back.
She's dead. There's no sense denying it, but hold me. Put one arm behind my back and one arm in front of me and hold me. Yes, like that. I miss her so. What's your name?
Warren.
Oh, Warren. Warren! Warren! I'm man crazy. I'm crazy for men.
Ow! Stop that.
I'm man crazy. I'm crazy for men.
Let go of me.
I need you.
Let go.
I need you.
Norma? Warren? What's going on?
She's attacking me.
He made overtures. Overtures of a romantic nature.
Warren?
Helen.
Norma, I'm ashamed of you.
I'm just glad you're alive.
Why wouldn't I be? The coffee wasn't that hot.
Stop fawning over each other in front of me. You two disgust me.
Norma, I'm moving out. A home care nurse can help you, but I can't do it anymore. I'll still visit.
No one wants you.
I'll still visit, but I can't do it anymore. Warren, it's nice to see you. I have to start packing.
I needed to talk.
Can you talk while I'm packing?
It's me he loves.
Norma,
shh.
Can we go out on the back porch?
If we have to. I'm sorry about this afternoon.
No, I'm sorry. I was still too much in love with my wife, but it does no good for the angels in heaven if their loved ones on earth are unhappy.
I suppose not.
And I realize that I've been very, very unhappy.
Well, I've been unhappy too.
And I just wanted to tell you.
What did you want to tell me, Warren?
Well, I don't quite know yet, but I had to see you. You look so nice in that dress.
It's linen.
It looks so bright in the sunshine.
Like your hair.
There's not much left.
But I like what's left. Grass on the edge of a wind-blown field.
Meow. Look at them, flaunting their love. They could at least move so that I couldn't see them out the window. Really.
Well,
I guess it's just you and me, Francis Xavier.
Meow.
Where are you going? Where are you going?
Meow.
Helen, there's something I have to ask you.
Yes?
Will you enter a dance contest with me?
What?
There's this dance contest at the community college.
Do you think we have a chance?
I think it's obvious.
And that's the third couple in our rockin' dance contest. So now the judges will tally the vote.
Wait, we'd like to enter.
One more entry? Sure, why not?
You ready, Helen?
Yes.
Kick your legs and dare it all, the Geritol drag.
Don't you have a carrot all, the Geritol drag?
It may seem a drag to be getting older.
Features start to sag and your hands get colder. But your tongue will wag as you get bolder.
And you tell the young folks what they're doing wrong. At the park, don't swear at all, the Geritol drag.
At the beach, don't bear at all, the Geritol drag. Hi ho, Centrum Silver.
I may have no hair at all, the Geritol drag.
But you've no Medicare at all, the Geritol drag. So get up off that chair at all.
Kick your legs and dare at all.
Aging isn't square at all, the Geritol drag.
The Geritol drag.
And it seems we have our winner. In third place, the second couple. In second place, the third couple. And in first place, the first couple.
What are we?
The fourth couple. Are you surprised?
No, but it sure was fun.
Now, let's do it our way. Dance the finale, whisking around and surrounded by light.
We wipe off the world as we wipe off our makeup,
then walk out and go home for the night.
Yes, we're changing, but I don't think too soon.
We're together. Neath a silvery moon.
And we're dancing to a vigorous tune.
You have been listening to Vim and Vigor, a dance musical for the radio, written and performed by David J. Eshelman. Vim and Vigor was a production of the Arkansas Radio Theater, recorded in the newly refurbished Energy Building on the campus of Arkansas Tech University in Russellville, Arkansas. I am David J. Eshelman, founder and artistic director. The Arkansas Radio Theater operates under the auspices of the Arkansas Tech University Department of Speech, Theater, and Journalism, Dr. Donna Vocate, department head. Again, you have been listening to Vim and Vigor, produced by the Arkansas Radio Theater. Thank you for listening, and have a good night.